Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
You hit the ground and yep. Take 2 points of lethal damage. The wind is taken out of you completely when Squirrel lands on top of you. Both of you take 1 point of lethal damage.
Right.
You are in a massive chamber, basically. The light is actually not coming. There are vats here, but the light is not really coming from the vats. The vats, sure, give off a little bit of light, but you can see somewhere in this chamber, off in the distance, and this is like Raiders of the Ark, like the place they put the Ark of the Covenant. That is the sort of space that we are talking about here. It is huge. Enormous. Yeah. You can see all around there are many, many, many of these vats. A spaghetti bowl network of catwalks above you, and then you're on the ground below. The catwalks all connect each of the vats, but then way off in the distance, you can see there's like a green sun sort of object that's giving off this green light. It looks a little bit unnatural.
Is it even it does not look.
You would say it's extraterrestrial, even.
So it's not like the normal green lights we'd see in everyday nature.
Yeah. It's not like those.
That's interesting.
It's not like one of those big green rocks you just encounter normally. This is kind of almost like a meteorite, it looks like.
Like some kind of seed.
Yes, or some sort of seed.
It's crazy. Mm.
Well, I guess I run up to the seed. Well, cautiously.
Wow.
Well, actually.
I jog up to the seed.
Do I have anything flammable left on my person?
You pat yourself down. I don't know. What could you have that's flammable?
I took one of those books.
All right, you can have a book if you want.
Remember the pages?
Let's check, and you just start running the lighter over your body.
Nothing.
Sure, you maybe have still some papers wadded up in one of your pockets.
Full of glime, does it appear?
Well, you need to climb up. You've got to go find a set of, there are catwalk stairs that lead up to the catwalk itself. Now, because you said you were moving cautiously, you and Squirrel. Oh, actually, I'll get.
Wait, before I move, though.
Yeah.
I might light the book on fire and then place it directly underneath the vent so that if more glimes were to come soon.
Okay,
they
down
would
the.
Be on fire.
All right. You light a little fire. You set it underneath where you fell.
Yep.
Every now and then, you can see. Glime has begun pouring out of the vent that you were using. Mm-hmm. When it hits the fire, it begins sizzling and bubbling, and it catches as well.
Cool.
You and Squirrel both stop as you begin moving away from it. You can hear footsteps. On the catwalks above you, you can hear people running around. Mm-hmm. Squirrel points up in the distance. You look up and you can see there are people in Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy costumes running around on the catwalks, sprinting in your direction. Mm. What are your plans? they haven't spotted you yet. There are plenty of nooks and crannies.
The fire I just
Oh, probably, yeah. It's getting bigger.
Squirrel, let's hide.
Okay, you look around. In the distance in one direction, you can see there's a blue light. You can't see what's making it because it's around some vats. You can see that.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, you can see a workspace, like a desk has been set up against one of the vats. It doesn't look like an office desk. It looks like maybe something for a maintenance person to work at. Yep. You can see there are some tools next to it and stuff like that. There'd be big toolboxes as well, that sort of stuff. Kind of like, looks almost like a garage sort of setup.
Can I rummage through the tools like quietly?
Quietly? You'd struggle. You'll need a roll.
So am I in the view of these?
No, you haven't been spotted yet. If you move over there, you it will take them a little bit longer to spot you, but it's not the same as hiding.
Right. Okay.
Or you could just run in. They seem to only be coming from the direction of the big glowing green thing, so you could just run away from that as well.
What do you think, Squirrel?
We just got to get out of here. We can't stay here.
Anything flammy in the Gary? Yeah, I reckon maybe there'll be some WD-40 or something. Which I assume is flammable. I actually don't even know.
Yeah, it's oily, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe there'd be some kind of spray in the garage. That'd be handy.
All right, you want to head over to the...
Yeah.
That? All right.
Specifically looking for flammable things.
Meanwhile, you now, as one big group, led by Green and Tremaine, you make your way over to that pile of... Where the glime zombies burst their way into one of the dormitory rooms. Green and Tremaine sweep in, like a raid, like an army raid. They sweep into the room. You hear like a little bit of gunfire, and then Green sticks his head back out and says, "They ain't here. There's a flaming bed. Hang on, we're gonna turn it over. I'll stay here. Tremaine, you figure out." He steps out. He lowers the gun and looks at you, Colby, and he says, "You make the call?"
"Yeah."
"They say anything?"
"Oh no."
"Yeah, you did it right." He asks for the fine. He gestures for the fine.
Yeah, give it back.
All right, he pockets it, and he says, "All right, shouldn't take them too long to get here, but probably..."
How do they know where you are?
He holds up the phone. "Tracker."
Whoa.
Yeah, some super spy shit. Anyway.
It must feel good to brag to a kid about your spy gear.
That would be good. Would be one of the many perks of being a spy.
Yeah, bragging to children.
Yeah, and telling everyone about it.
Anyway, you kids got to get out of here. We'll, who's still left here?
Everyone else.
Who's everyone else? There's your brother, right?
Yeah,
Harry, and then there's the
Wilbur and Hugh. Hugh's here. And,
Hugh, and Ralph, right? And Harry are all here.
It's just Squirrel and Wilbur then.
All right, cool. All right, we got this. Don't you worry about anything. You get out of here. How'd you figure out that stuff with the fire? Hugh steps forward. I did. It's flammable. That's really cool, kid. You got a lighter I can borrow? Hugh shakes his head. Not that you can borrow. Can I get a lighter?
Hugh's got so many. Hugh, give one.
No, we have them all now. He doesn't have any.
No, he absolutely would have another one.
You don't know.
Hugh?
You attempt a intimidation on Hugh. That's 3 dice. Intimidation presence, +2, -1, because Hugh was killed. He's not so scared of you anymore. And I'll say just the -1. You are standing next to him now, so you can... threats of violence might work. Hugh shakes his head.
Hugh, don't you want to help a spy?
Not really.
Why don't you have a lighter?
He rolls up. He takes off the jacket he had put back on, rolls up one of the sleeves of his white shirt, and shows you a nicotine patch. I'm trying to quit.
I give him the lighter I took from Hugh.
Thanks, kid. All right.
Wait, no, you have a gun. Give me the lighter. Can I have the gun then?
Kid, you're leaving.
No, I'm not.
You're not staying here.
You can't make me. You literally can't make me.
Oh, my God, he says. Tremaine sticks his head out of the doorway and grunts, "Gone. Down, I think."
Tremaine, do you have a lighter?
Tremaine looks at you with a confused expression and then... It's not really actually a glime zombie. It's kind of more of a glime monster. Vaguely humanoid shaped, but there's no costume to this. It's just arms, legs, body, and a head that is made out of glime.
No skin?
No skin, no. It tackles Tremaine, knocking him to the ground. It's not a vomit. Its entire head falls onto Tremaine's face.
Hugh, go.
Green looks back at you, Colby, throws you back your lighter and says, run. He turns back. He starts laying into both of them with the machine pistol.
You.
Oh, you're telling him to light them up?
Set everything on fire.
All right.
The gun's not going to work. It's goo.
Hugh bathes all of them in flames. When that happens, another one steps out, then another one, then another one. More grime than went in begins coming out. As you begin burning them, or you're trying to burn them, while Green is opening up with his gun, he keeps reloading, bullet after bullet after bullet, more flames after flames, until Green, click, 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 and until when Hugh presses down on the canister, nothing. As you're backing up, the other doors explode outwards and more just grime begins coming out.
Out of the dorms?
Yeah, out of the dorms. And then they keep coming.
Huh.
You can see they're coming from other directions as well. Other pathways, grime just begins coming at you. Green looks at you and says, we gotta get to the vats, kid.
Okay.
We gotta set this whole damn place on fire.
I look at Hugh.
Hugh looks like he's in heaven.
Good.
You back up. You get onto the elevator platform. Green looks at the kids that are coming with him, and he says, God damn it, I'm going to hell for this one. He, instead of punching up, he punches down and hits vats. The elevator begins going down.
I mean, hopefully because they're all just piling in on top of each other, they're all just going to catch on fire, right?
Are you saying this out loud?
Yeah.
Green dumps the machine pistol that he has and draws that regular pistol that he was using earlier. He shrugs and says, I don't know, kid. This is above my pay grade.
He's getting paid. I'm doing spy work. I'm not getting shit.
Meanwhile, he told you to leave.
This is a volunteer
position. Yeah, it's a volunteer position. Anyway. You, Wilbur, start searching for...
Imagine if I did just leave. Okay, it seems like you've got this. Bye. I'm finding Dad.
I'm genuinely shocked you didn't. Why are you still here?
Wilbur's there.
Oh, wow, you care about him.
My twin brother?
That's insane, yeah. I've never... Never mind. All right, you find a can of WD-40. You're pretty certain this is what you want.
Right.
You have a lighter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Big time.
Squirrel also starts rummaging around, and... all right. Squirrel comes out with... He's got, like, a little arc welder.
I also look for some duct tape.
All right. If you're staying here for any longer, that's okay. But I'm letting you know, several of the... They've spotted you. Several of the mascots on the catwalk point down at you, and then they don't find stairs. They just fall off the side.
Yeah, I guess they don't need stairs. Okay, I'm going to ditch. I was going to try and craft. I was going to tape the lighter to the end of the shotgun, coat the beans in WD-40, load it, and then as I shoot the shotgun, it passes the flame, catches a light, and becomes a fireball. But I don't have time.
Squirrel, as he's leaving, he grabs a arc welder's helmet, and you hear him say, kind of just to himself, safety first. He puts it on.
Well, that's true. You go blind.
The mascots tip over the side, hit the ground, and then the heads or the bodies or the necks or whatever, the mascot, the costume itself has been disturbed in such a way that you, not skin filled with grime, but just grime comes out. And it's vaguely humanoid shaped, but it moves on all fours. All of them start sprinting towards you. Where do you run? You have, both of you have a fire weapon, but there's like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. It looks very likely that if you tried to make a stand, you could get overwhelmed. Colby, as the lift is getting down to the vat level, the opening to the vat level is revealed to you. You can see everything that is down on this level with the addition of so many grime creatures, which all turn around to look at you as the vat's coming to a stop. You have one moment to recognize that this is too many creatures. You're about to be overwhelmed. Mr. Green starts furiously punching the top button, but the lift will not start moving up until it has come to a stop.
Yeah.
Green looks at you kids and says, I'm so sorry, kids. I think this is it. The glime creatures sprint towards you. Meanwhile.
So can I, what are my options to run again?
Suppose you could run towards the green comet sort of thing. You could run towards that mystery blue light, or you could try and find a set of stairs that go up to the catwalks, or you could try to sprint just towards a wall and then start searching for some sort of exit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's go to the blue light.
All right, you head towards
Let's
the blue light.
Let's see what happens in the blue light.
Okay, you start sprinting towards the blue light. Mm-hmm. There is, it's, you can see eventually that it's coming from a hole in the outer wall. So you're sprinting for quite some time. Mm-hmm. The glime creatures, anytime they get close, either you or Squirrel turn around and just blast them really quickly. Mm-hmm. You kill them in ones and twos, but they keep coming.
Yeah.
It's really all that you can do is to just slow them down at this point. You get to that hole in the wall. It's a metal constructed room. Mm-hmm. It's a half room, half corridor. It's a really long room. Mm-hmm. And you can see there are, when I say vats, I don't mean like the big metal ones that hold the glime stuff. Here, when I say vat, I mean like a glass test tube, big glass test tube. And inside it, you can see there are green creatures. They're not like glime monsters, but they are glowing dully green. It looks kind of reptilian almost. They have big, bulky faces, kind of like a crocodile's, but then they're bipedal. They're not quadrupeds.
There's a different looking alien to the one from the hologram.
Yeah, from the hologram. It looks drastically different. Yeah, these are reptoids of some sort. They've got big, massive, bulky shoulders. They kind of look like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles villain almost, but come to life, obviously. Mm. It's a very disturbing sight. There are eight of them in these test tube things. Blue light bathes the test tubes, and that's where the light is coming from.
I look around, see if there's any kind of power source or like control panel or board or something.
You can see there is a suite of like 60s style computers, like with the tape reel sort of things.
Yeah.
The sort of computer that looks like powered World War II war efforts.
Sure, okay.
All right, you could sprint over to that. There's a console there.
Yeah.
As you sprint towards that, you hear something in the back of your mind. Drink glime. You look around, and one of the creatures in one of the test tubes is looking at you.
Whoa.
Drink glime.
Oh, no.
You need to make...
Oh, no!
A resolve intel... If you hadn't... Sorry, resolve composure. If you hadn't drunk glime, this wouldn't be happening. One success. It's enough to stop you from going and drinking glime, but it's not enough to turn you back towards the console. Squirrel... You can feel Squirrel tugging at your arm. He says something, but it's like long, echoing far away. All you can hear right now is this alien staring directly into your eyes. Drink glime. You can't move, but you can communicate with the creature. That's kind of all you can do right now.
I can communicate with the creature?
Yeah, you can feel like a link between you and this creature.
Who are you?
It stops for a second. You hear a... You assume this creature must have just told you its name, but it's incomprehensible. Mm. You are unable to understand the word that you were just given. Mm. Then, more insistently again, drink glime. You make another resolve composure check at a -1. Oh, fuck. You're doing so well.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. All right. You still can't move, but you are more aware of the world around you.
How many successes do you need? God damn.
This creature has... You shouldn't have drunk the glime.
Well, how was I to know?
You were told.
Yeah.
You're more aware of the world around you. You can now tell that Squirrel is screaming at you. What are you doing? What are you doing? They're getting closer. You look over at the glime creatures that are pouring their way towards you. Mm. And when the creature says, drink glime, in the back of your mind, you have this screaming voice. But the front of your mind is like, they look so delicious. Mm. Those glime creatures. But then...
Delicious.
That back of your mind, that screaming voice is like, you don't want to drink them. And you don't drink them.
Right.
As Squirrel is tugging at you, you take a couple, without Squirrel, you would not be moving. Mm-hmm. But you take a couple of steps back. Squirrel looks from you to the creature in the tank and realizes that you're making eye contact. Squirrel steps in between the two of you, grabs you either side of the face. I don't like how your mom grabbed Colby earlier.
Yeah.
And says, are you okay? You can say something to him. What would you like to say?
He's controlling my mind with glime. I shouldn't have drunk the glime.
I told you, Squirrel says. Squirrel runs over, races over to the machine, and you're just hearing, drink glime. Mm. Squirrel says, I could do a shutdown or something, maybe.
Yeah, do that.
Squirrel starts click-clack typing away at the computer.
He loves computers.
He does love computers.
He's so good at them.
Squirrel needs to make a very important check. Flush, do you think flush is a good option?
Flush
I don't know
him.
What the command means.
Flush him, flush him.
The water in the tanks begins draining away. As soon as it goes past the creature's head, the creature quite clearly can't breathe. Mm. When that happens, all of the glime creatures stop. They come to a screeching, hauling finality. You, with your telepathic bond to this creature, you can tell that they have been controlling these glime creatures the entire time. Mm-hmm. The glime creatures, even though they've never had any problems breathing before, they begin clutching at their throats as if they can't breathe as well, while these creatures begin suffocating in air, basically. Meanwhile, right as they're about to hit you, all of them hit the ground and start clutching at their neck like they can't breathe, like they're being choked or throttled or suffocated. Wilbur, the creature that is the presence that you could feel in your mind jerks once and then dies. All of the glime creatures hit the ground and begin melting out into nothing.
How do I feel? Do I still want to drink glime?
No, immediately the urge to drink glime dissipates. You are disgusted. Not necessarily, well, I guess you get to determine if you were disgusted by the idea, but it is very possible, Wilbur, that you feel disgusted at the idea of drinking glime right now.
Just like, meh.
Because they're going to glime.
Like, if it was there, I'd drink it, but, you know, I'd pick even a Pepsi over that.
Yeah, even an RC Cola.
Green, looking at the melted glime creatures, looks back at you kids and says, let's go find your friends.
Yeah.
You gingerly, stepping over all the glime, make your way into the glime room. Wilbur, you can hear Mr. Green and your other friends' voices calling out, Wilbur! Squirrel! Wilbur!
We're in here.
Green.
Freaky crocodiles.
Green, well, you all reunite. Maybe it's a slightly tearful reunion. Squirrel, seeing an adult, cries and runs into his arms.
Yeah.
Ah, it's all right, kid. Mr. Green says, patting him on the top of the head, quite clearly unsure of what to make of this.
I, not hard, but just give little punches to Wilbur and Squirrel. You scared me.
Oh, that's almost cute. Hugh, looking at the destruction all around, nods slowly. Yeah, that's a lot of grime, he says. Mr. Green, looking over at that, says, oh, no, you kids, we're getting out of here right now.
Shouldn't we set fire to the big rock?
Don't worry, we got the backups coming. They'll handle this.
Can't we set, please? Please?
We'll handle cleanup. Don't you worry about that.
Go, please?
Green
Green
steps over to you, picks up you by the scruff of your neck, picks up Hugh by the scruff of your neck, and he marches the entire group back to the elevator.
That's not fair! We did so much!
On your way back to the elevator, you can see it's coming back down from the top. At first, you're a bit scared, but when it hits the bottom, you can see there are, like, it's a full SWAT team. Soldiers pour out of the elevator and begin sweeping this bottom floor. You can hear just kind of like the dull, like the radio.
Clear.
You can hear just the radios that they're, the radio chatter.
That sounded amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That's really impressive.
They begin sweeping around. Anytime they find, a lot of the creatures down here were just glime at the end. But if they find kind of just skin still wrapped around glime, you see several of them sweep over to it. They just fill it with lead. Mm. They keep making their way through the system. Mr. Green gets you to the elevator. As all of the soldiers have poured out, you can see your mum and dad are in among them. As soon as they spot you, they rush towards you. Your mum and your dad pick both of you up and they hug you really tight. They begin doing that checking thing. They're like making sure that you're all right. Mm-hmm. Your mum's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What happened?
It's flammable. Don't get the stuff on you. It's flammable.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at all this then, eh? What a bit of a commotion just for us, eh? Yes, and who had pepper?
Oh, my God, pepper!
You collect pepper on your way back up.
Okay. Well, wait, didn't you have pepper at Disneyland?
I did, yeah.
You did come down here with Pepper. Pepper's just been with you the entire time. Intermittently, anytime you saw lime zombies, Pepper was there barking along.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember. And Pepper would, like, jump on him, but, like, you know, just assistance, more of an intimidation thing than anything.
Your mum is gingerly holding Lucas as tight as she can, but still trying to check the two of you over up and down, trying to make sure that both of you are okay. You, with Green, pile back into the elevator and Green takes you back up. Your dad looks at your mum and says, well, How about maybe next year somewhere in, I don't know, Australia or something like that? I feel like Euro Disney's maybe kind of dead to us now, eh?
That sounds good. What time is it?
When you get back up to the top, it's maybe about, let's say, 7 p.m.
Still time to go camping.
Do you reckon there's still time, Dad? Did you want to go camping?
Your dad looks like his heart just exploded. Oh, yeah, of course we got time to go camping.
Okay, I want to have a big shower if that's okay.
Yeah, no, I should think so. Yeah. As you're walking away, your dad, quite clearly not 100% understanding what has happened. Your dad, as you're walking out of that security booth that you got in here via, your dad says, so, did you end up having any of the glime?
Nope.
good. No, sugars would be bad for you, eh? He says. Yeah. He gives you like a little friendly nudge. You make your way back to Hotel Donald. Green is chatting with your mum. Your mum and Mr. Green seem to kind of know each other a little bit, which even your dad is like, I don't understand what's going on here. But anyway, something's happening. Your mum, after a chat with Mr. Green, comes back to your group. We're all cleared to we're all cleared. We're just going to go back to the hotel, maybe calm down a little bit. And then we just need to, you kids just need to have a little chat with Mr. Green and some other people just about what's happened today. Mm-hmm.
Does Dad look a bit crushed?
About?
The fact that we have to go have some talks and maybe camping's delayed.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, your dad gives your mom a look and she kind of half rolls her eyes and says, I'm sure it won't take too long.
Yeah, Dad, it'll take half an hour-ish.
All right. That's fine. That's all right. Is Mr. Green going to be driving us to the campground? Your mom, is pretty exacerbated. Your mum, pretty tired, says, "I don't think so, honey."
Yeah.
All right, that's fine then. We'll get a taxi.